You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, I speak to Ben Reed about the application of AI in the agricultural sector, and how technology could be the new number eight wire.
The AI Forum is a group which brings together New Zealand's AI, artificial intelligence community, right? So broadly from industry, private sector, but also with representatives from our universities carrying out some pretty amazing AI research up and down the country. And we also bring sort of government, so we can have conversations about how AI can be used to, for example, achieve some of the well-being outcomes that the government's currently targeting. So this report is the latest out of our research program that we have been working on throughout 2019. And this really focuses in on how artificial intelligence is relevant and what are the opportunities for agriculture, so for the agriculture and food sector in New Zealand. And so, you know, what we've done in this report is we've looked out internationally at what's happening with AI technology, sort of what are some of the latest techniques and tools that are available to be used, and then really, you know, looked at how that's being used in agriculture around the world and also in New Zealand. So there's really some quite exciting new research that's being used here. And what are the impacts, you know, on New Zealand's place in the global food value chain, really?
What are some of the sort of hardships as sort of the New Zealand agricultural sector or food sector are going through at the moment, and how would AI, for lack of a better term, sort of fix that?
You know, agriculture and horticulture sort of play an absolutely dominant role in many ways in New Zealand's economy, especially from an export perspective. And so if you add up the total value of our food exports, I think New Zealand exports around $80 billion a year in New Zealand dollars. And of that, about 40% is made up from food exports from our agriculture sector. But at the same time, you know, so we have an economy that's very structured around this primary sector production, but it's facing, you know, significant headwinds at the moment, right? So obviously the changes that are coming along from climate change, from water use, from, you know, general impact on the environment, these are major constraints and, you know, headwinds that agricultural producers in New Zealand are facing. And then coupled with that, you have chronic productivity growth, you know, low productivity growth, and that's throughout our economy, not just in agriculture. You know, real challenges around, you know, hiring people. So in a very competitive labour market, how do you find people to work in agriculture in rural communities when a lot of people are moving to cities? How do you find people to do what is often very physically demanding work for long hours? And so, you know, what we've looked at here is, you know, what are some of the opportunities to use new technologies for agricultural businesses to, you know, to address some of these challenges that they're facing.
How accessible do you think AI technology is to farmers or to people in that sector right now? Is it something that is readily available, or is it something that you think we'll see a roll out of it within the next few years?
Yeah. So look, with any of these new technologies, you know, you see very early adopters who've been, you know, using the technology for years. So, for example, using AI for soil analysis has been going on in New Zealand for over a decade. But, you know, in the what has happened globally is these technologies have advanced significantly in the last few years, and that's being driven by, you know, real ease of use of cloud computing and the ability to collect and manage, you know, huge amounts of data from not just around the farm, but also of weather data, of aerial and satellite imagery, for example. And also, you know, one of the things we really point out in the report is this is also an issue not just behind the farm gate, but it's also about the full food value chain right out to the consumer. So if we're sending, you know, prime New Zealand beef over from New Zealand, and we're sending it over to Europe, we're sending it over to China, you know, how does the data that gets collected throughout that whole value chain, you know, how do we use that and apply artificial intelligence machine learning to, you know, see the patterns and to optimize our businesses to that, and not just around the food production side?
Now, you mentioned just before using AI to analyze soil, which is obviously a very sort of practical use. And I was just wondering if you have any more sort of examples around the use of AI in that sort of sense, some practical examples that this technology could be used in.
And so I think I'd just, at the very beginning, I'd say that, you know, when we talk about AI and artificial intelligence, it's actually what we sometimes call a basket term. And so it's actually a sort of basket of related technologies and, you know, right through from just basic machine learning from, you know, patterns and large amounts of data. But it also enables machine vision. So, you know, computers can see. So, for example, facial recognition technology is driven these days by, you know, machine learning algorithms. And you also have, you know, the ability for robotics as well. So that's a very interesting use case in the agricultural space. And maybe we'll come back to that in a moment. So we're seeing applications. And AI is sort of like electricity or the internet. It's what we call a general purpose technology, right? So you can actually use it right across a really broad variety of use cases. And so, you know, at a high level, we've been looking at things like optimizing yield, risk management along the supply chain, biosecurity, and, you know, isolating and predicting disease outbreaks. So, you know, the New Zealand agricultural industry has been really affected by the M. bovis outbreak in the last year. You know, how do you, you know, manage your data better and then use that to predict the outbreaks is an opportunity there. And then, you know, just in terms of managing your farm, so how do you improve, you know, the financial valuations and insurance as well? I think, you know, those day-to-day aspects of just running the business, I think, are also areas that that will affect agricultural businesses. In terms of real case studies, I think, you know, there's some interesting work that's going on in New Zealand. You know, there's a really interesting piece of research that's come out of a company called Iris Data Science, and they're based down in Dunedin, and they've been really looking at using, and you'll laugh at this, but facial recognition technology. So we're familiar, you know, when we go through the smart gate at Auckland Airport, you know, so we're basically, you know, facial recognition technology is basically identifying us from all the other 7 billion humans.
Yeah.
But they've been developing algorithms that actually do facial recognition for sheep and for goats and for cows.
That's crazy. You know, wow.
It's crazy, isn't it? But when you think about the technology that we use to identify these animals, and so we have, you know, smart tags, for example, in their ears, and those, you know, they cost money individually, right? So, and there's also animal welfare issues involved. You can also, you know, use that to identify, you know, particular animals out in the field. You can use it to identify disease and so on, and identify, you know, which animals are showing signs of not being well. So I think it's a really interesting application of just taking, you know, what is really reasonably mature technology and then training it to a use case, you know, that's very specific to New Zealand agriculture there, and with huge export potential as well if they get it right. And look, some of the other things that we're seeing a company called Holter, and they've got a Internet of Things device which basically goes around a cow's neck, and it's got a GPS tracker in it, and basically it's able to enables what they call fenceless farming. And so this is a way to control, so the animal basically gets an alarm when they're going outside the zone, the geofence is called, that they're allowed to be in. And it can also call them in for milking and, you know, provide a bunch of other biometrics around the animal. So that, and that's really interesting, because that the key thing with artificial intelligence is it's underpinned by data. And so what Holter have built there is that they've built a device that not only uses data to control, you know, the animal's movements and the animal's behavior, but it also collects data. Yeah, and the more data that you have, and the, you know, the bigger a store of historical intelligence, the better predictions the better predictions that you can make about, you know, future events.
So I was wondering if there were sort of any government incentives for farmers to start adopting this technology. Do you think that these technologies are being actively pushed by the government, or is it more sort of within the private sector?
Right now it's within the private sector, but the government has created a new initiative around industry development plans. And so the government, I think it was about 6 months ago that government announced their new industry strategy, and the first one off the rank there is for agritech. So, you know, how do we create exportable technology focused on the food and agricultural production sectors? And so that's a strategy. I think, you know, we're going to see a lot of advancement around that, and that will enable the development and the propagation of these technologies, you know, much wider. Another thing that the government's done. In the last budget was they announced an increase another $300 million that they've put into the New Zealand Venture Investment Fund for, you know, growth stage businesses out of New Zealand. So this is to help us to take, you know, it's really difficult to get a early stage technology startup to start that, to grow that, you know, beyond a small early stage size. And so, you know, that's a boost in the arm. And we're also seeing quite a lot of private sector venture capital start to enter this space as well. You know, and when you think there's going to be, you know, a global population of around 10 billion people, you know, give or take around 2050, then, you know, there's not going to be any shortage of demand for high quality food. Yeah, look, so I think the report here is, it really identifies that application of AI in New Zealand agriculture is a really early stage right now, okay? There are huge amounts of, there's huge amounts of potential to take these technologies, which have matured really rapidly over the last few years, and to begin applying them to making our own businesses more efficient and more productive, and also to create technologies and solutions to export. I think the other insight that came out of the report is that, you know, we really need to focus on the full food value chain that New Zealand's involved in. So not just to look behind the farm gate, but really to look outside New Zealand and up in the value chain. And so how do we use the data that we collect from food distribution, from food retail, and use that to really inform and empower our industry, that's our agricultural sector that's based here in New Zealand.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.